This is really catching on. This has been happening since 2007, but now it is catching on. A new party, a new reason to celebrate, everybody.
It's like the Republicans, the Democrats, and the...
Weaning.
Oh, the Weaning Party. Wait, what is this?
The Weaning Party in Buzz Baby University this morning.
It's Pizzan and Sandy.
Okay, so this is really catching on. This is becoming a new trend now, and it's been around forever, but thanks to Bravo's Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, of course. That dictates our culture right there.
Absolutely, it does. Okay, so we have gender reveal parties. Okay, right? Mm-hmm, we know that's a thing.
Yeah.
Baby moons. Okay.
What's that?
Well, you know, you go on a honeymoon before the baby.
Oh, baby moons. Okay. I thought you liked baby moons. I'm like, what?
Hatchelorette party. This is the first time I'm hearing of a hatchelorette party. You throw a party before the baby's here? I guess. I don't know.
Before you hatch your kid?
Yeah, I guess so. I missed out on those. But anyhow, now it's the weaning party. W-E-A-N.
Like when you wean yourself off of something.
And that is exactly what it is. It's you're weaning your baby off of nursing. So this is a party you throw when your baby is starting to approach the phase of their life where they're going into solid foods and milk and whatever, and they don't need you anymore.
Okay.
And it's your last child. You know you're done. You will never breastfeed again.
Okay. This is making me feel a little weird.
Yeah. You're going to love the song that you sing. Hang on.
What?
So this is when you are done nursing your baby, you're weaning her off and or him, and you're just done having kids altogether. So then you throw yourself a weaning party.
And who comes to the weaning party? The baby? Friends, girlfriends, family?
I don't.
Or other moms that are like getting off the wean?
I think it could be anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody, you know, you could make a couple's weaning party, I guess, because I know how much you love that, Scott.
No.
So this is the song supposedly you're supposed to sing. Right. Anybody have a weaning party or have heard of this? 222-2899.
I'm fascinated. I don't know what the hell. What is going on?
So instead of singing, because it's kind of like a party with cupcakes, balloons, and then instead of singing the birthday song, you sing to the sound of the birthday song, No More Neenies for You. So wait, how would that go?
No more neenies for you.
Yeah.
No more neenies for you.
No more neenies for Scotty.
They go back to daddy, finally.
Is that a riot? God, we find any excuse to throw a party. It's even on the breastfeeding advocacy group, La Leche.
Oh, La Leche. Yeah, La Leche.
La Leche.
La Leche.
La Leche.
La Leche.
You're judging me right now for not being able to pronounce that, but
it's all right.
It's on their website. It's been on their website. It's like a legitimate thing, the weaning party.
Okay. If this has ever happened to you, have you ever heard of it? Or you have like a crunchy granola girlfriend that did this?
No.
222 Buzz?
I say if you have a baby who is still nursing, you better start preparing that weaning party for yourself. It's another excuse to get some gifts.
Yeah, and a hatchelorette party while you're at it, too. Isn't that like a baby shower, the hatchelorette party?
I've never heard of a hatchelorette party.
Me, too.
Gosh, I didn't throw enough parties for myself.
Mad millennials.
But anyhow, no more neenies for you.
I love that.
You can sing that all day today.
That's like, excuse me, your neenies out. You got 99 to buy, because you had to say Buzz Baby University.